Did you really read all those books, or is it just to make an impression?
My sisters love those books. I really think you might like them. And I'm willing to be directed as well.
والكافي تهذيب استبصار من لا يحضره الفقير.
How much are you familiar with the books in the bookshelves of the Muslim libraries in the world?
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on RIB English Radio with Brother Hussein, a book lover and a student of Tarbiyat Mudarris University of Tehran.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. To all our brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You've tuned into IRIB English Radio broadcasting from Iran. The show is Bookshelf. I'm Hussein, and Ramadan Kareem to all you brothers and sisters who are fasting. So how is God described in Nahjul Balagha? He's described as the wealth of the poor, the honor of the humiliated, the power of the weak, the shelter of the unprotected. God hears every word and he knows every secret. And his creation is mesmerizing and awe-inspiring. But the more we discover, the more we become amazed. What we haven't seen is much more astounding than what we have. His blessings are abundant. If we set aside the greed and avarice of human beings, the world is actually an abode of plentiness. But as God says himself, what he has with himself that awaits us in the afterlife is far, far superior. And Islam is all about this Allah. The central idea in Islam is La ilaha illallah. There is no God but Allah. And as a result, our religious mentality leads us to believe in a Lord who is complete in every goodness, that he deserves to be obeyed in every manner. We obey God because he deserves our full obedience. The month of Ramadan isn't a month of ease. It's hard to refrain from food and drinks from sunrise to sunset. It's hard to tolerate the thirst, the rumbling of the stomachs that demand food, and the fatigue that follows. Why do we do it then? Well, for one simple reason: to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The month of Ramadan is about full submission to Allah. Stand by. After the break, we're going to introduce a book that is about Allah.
We turn to you day and night, seeking ways from wrong to right. We turn to you in prayer and vow, not knowing all the deeds we do. We turn to your endless favors, increasing in their flavors. We turn to you in sheer delight, for truth never strong.
You're back and you're listening to Bookshelf broadcasting on IRIB English Radio from Iran. So just before the break, we were talking about Ramadan being all about Allah. Today's show is also all about Allah. If we're going to be submissive to God, we have to know who he is. The book A Few Words on Knowing Allah by Muhammad Jawad Bahonar, published by Foundation of Islamic Cultural Propagation in the World, translated by M.J. Mohammadi Tawfiq, is an 83-page book that you can download for free from al-islam.org. The book presents an Islamic introduction regarding Allah, the ways of knowing him, the oneness of Allah in the Holy Quran, and the individual and social effects of monotheism. For those of you who don't already know Mr. Bahonar, Muhammad Jawad Bahonar was a Shia Iranian theologian and politician who served as the Prime Minister of Iran for less than 1 month in August 1981 before being assassinated by Mujahideen al-Khalq, better known as the Munafiqeen. The contents of today's book, which is called A Few Words on Knowing Allah, are: Allah the universal God, Allah the unique, Allah the ever-living, the eternal and immortal, the sovereign, the omnipotent, the omniscient, the all-hearing, the all-seeing, the self-subsisting, the almighty and compassionate acts of Allah, knowing Allah and science, what cannot be attributed to Allah, Allah a non-material being, Allah is not needful, anger and kindness, the monotheistic worship, pilgrimage and the respect due to shrines of the Imams, creation of the world, movement, the proof of the nature of living beings, a way towards awakening the human nature, paying attention to needs awakens the human nature, the proof of divine grace, 8 questions concerning knowing Allah, social effects, moral and practical effects of belief in Allah, and teachers on theism. All right, we're going to be taking a break now, but when we return, we will read an excerpt from page 71 of the book, A Few Words on Knowing Allah, which is about the negative effects of atheism. Stay tuned.
Love is everywhere, so much peace fills up the air. Ramadan, month of the Quran, I feel it inside me, strengthening my iman. But how I wish you'd be here with me all year around. Ramadan, 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 ya Habib. Ramadan, Ramadan, laytaka dawman qareeb, laytaka dawman qareeb.
Welcome back. This is Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. We're going to read page 71 from the book A Few Words on Knowing Allah by Muhammad Jawad Bahonar, which you can download for free from al-islam.org. Shirk in any form is the origin of a great deal of social perturbation to the extent that the Holy Quran introduces it as a great oppression. Lo, to ascribe partners unto him is a tremendous wrong. Chapter 31, verse 13. It introduces atheists as oppressors. Lo, whoever ascribes partners with Allah, for him Allah has forbidden paradise. His abode is the fire. For evildoers, there will be no helpers. Chapter 5, verse 72. And whoever of them should say, surely I am a god besides him, such a one do we recompense with hell. Thus do we recompense the unjust. Chapter 21, verse 29. Oppression is indeed deviation from reality and takes place when an unjust situation is imposed upon someone or something. Ascribing a partner to Allah is therefore the greatest possible injustice and deviation which may appear in the spirit and thought of a man. It causes disorder and perturbation of principles of values and realities in the spirit of mushriks. This is some sort of unjust judgment and thinking which can only be interpreted as oppression. Unfortunately, that's all the time I have. Your fasting and every moment that you fast is valuable. We would like to thank you for giving us a part of your valuable time and hope that you enjoyed this program. If you missed our program, you don't have to worry. We introduced the book A Few Words on Knowing Allah, which you can download for free from al-islam.org. And you can also download an archive of this episode and previous ones from our website. Simply search Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. Until next week, and a lot of reading. Ramadan Kareem.
Thank you.